Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, Temple of Vampires. Midnight, high on the ledge above the floor of the Temple of Vampires, somewhere in the jungles of Central America. Jack and Doc Long are facing one of the strangest, most hair-raising moments in their experience. They're out in the center of the temple, each clinging to a separate rope 50 feet in the air. There is no chance for them to swing to the high ledge where Reggie is guarding the boy Hermes, the girl Sunny, and the captive vampire priestess Angelina. There is only one chance for Jack and Doc to climb the 50 or 60-foot rope to the ceiling of the temple. While they're attempting this, Reggie, unaware of what has happened to his two comrades, is having difficulties of his own in the doorway of the priest's cell high on the ledge. Sunny was still unconscious, and the vampire priestess pretended asleep. Reggie was sitting on the stone bench in the dark, talking softly to Hermie. Suddenly, he became uneasy, arose to his feet, and tiptoed to the door of the cell. As he did so, a fist struck out of the dark, staggering him, and he clenched with the unseen enemy.
Now I'm on hot for a change.
You will die on floor 41, crushed like eggshell.
Well, I'll believe it when it happens.
See, it will happen.
We'll try this on you. That's what you get for sticking your chin out. I'll drag you back into the cell. Another chicken in the coop.
Reggie, is that you?
No doubt about it, Hermie. We met the enemy, and he is ours.
I don't want him.
Well, we have him. We're going to keep him, too. He has a nice long claw around his middle to tie him with.
Who is it?
Well, in the dark, it's hard to say. But I think he's our old friend Manuel, even though Jack thought the vampire bat got him. We'll soon see as soon as I tie him up. Have we got a flashlight?
Jack's got one.
Oh, I know that. You haven't got a piece of paper in your pocket, have you?
I haven't got any pockets. I ain't even got any clothes.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting in the dark. The original loincloth kid.
Are you tying him up?
As a matter of fact, job's nearly finished.
Gee whiz. I wish I could get some clothes before Sunny wakes up.
Why do you wish that, Henry?
Hey, she's awake.
Hello, Sunny. You back with us?
Apparently. Well,
hey, you better lay still. Reggie's tying up a guy.
Tying up a guy?
That's quite. And the job's complete.
So are we still over on the ledge with the sacred vampire?
Now, don't worry. You're safely across in one of the monk's cells.
How did I get back?
You fainted. Jack carried you over on his back. Now then, I'll strike a match and have a look at this chappie we just captured.
There's so much I don't know.
So it is, Manuel.
What's that?
That's right. I've just tied up the high priest himself.
That is not true.
Who's that? That's Angelina, the high priestess.
Well, is she here, too?
Very much here. She's been our captive for a couple of hours now.
You have not got Manuel.
You don't think we have?
No, I do not think so.
Well, he'll wake up in a minute. He can tell you himself.
But I don't know anything that's happened since Manuel kidnapped me from the plane. Where's Jack and Doc?
Still over on the other ledge. Jack brought you over and then went back.
But how do we all happen to be here?
Well, after I was knocked out and you were stolen, Jack and Doc locked me in the plane with Hermie and came after you. Well, then Angelina over there came perching around on the plane trying to get at Hermie. Like the ballet bloke I am, I opened the door thinking to capture her and was knocked out again, and Angelina grabbed the boy.
And that's when I lost my clothes.
What if you lost your clothes?
The fellas took my clothes.
Yes, the priest in black robes. They gave him a loincloth.
Yeah, and I'm sure glad it's gone.
Hermie, I think you'd look wonderful in a loincloth.
Well, anyway, when Angelina came up to the ledge with Hermie to swing over to the other side, Jack and Doc grabbed her. Then Doc came back to the plane, got me, and here we've been ever since.
Manuel kidnapped me at 9 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it now?
Just past midnight.
Goodness, but a lot can happen in 3 hours.
Mm. Well, I wish Doc and Jack would get back. How do you feel?
All right. I'm sitting up.
Jack said you collapsed on the other ledge from being scared.
Well, yes. Please.
You don't like that?
I feel lousy enough about what I did without talking
about
it.
Oh, but see here, can't a person help it if
he... No, a person can help it if he's not a complete washout.
Well, we all have our weaknesses.
Oh, my being female.
Yeah, well, you'll feel better in the morning.
I don't know how I'm ever going to see Jack and Doc again after that silly scene.
Well, you just forget it.
Hey, Ricky.
Hmm?
I've never seen Angelina yet. May I?
You want to. But it'll have to be by the light of the match.
That'll do. What do you do?
Sonny wants to look at you.
So? Hello.
I see you.
Angelina, you're really beautiful.
You are blonde, no?
Okay.
No blonde woman is beautiful.
Oh, is that friendly?
I am more beautiful than you.
Yes, I think you are. But I have a better temper.
Yes, that's right. You've never bitten Doc yet.
What's that?
Angelina here sunk her teeth into him twice.
Go away.
Why such bitterness, Angelina? What have I ever done to you?
You tried to steal Manuel, no?
I tried to steal Manuel.
Well,
it's the other way around. He stole me.
You keep away from Manuel.
With pleasure. Where is Hermie? Over on the other stone bench.
Tell Hermie to come here.
You hear that, Hermie?
What did you say?
Angelina wants you.
No, I don't like her.
She doesn't like you, he says.
That is not true. I give him fish to eat.
Girl meets boy, girl gives boy fish. But apparently, girl doesn't get to
it. She does not. Now then, let's see what's happening to Manuel. He should be coming around.
Got another match?
A whole box. Well, hello there, Manuel. You're awake, huh?
Si.
Hello, Manuel.
You say hello to me?
Sure. You're a rat, but what the heck?
Oh, I'm a rat.
Didn't I tell you the boys would fix you for trying to get fresh?
I make love. You say I get fresh. What is sense in that?
Manuel.
See?
You make love with your girl?
See, I'm telling you, I make love with her.
So?
See, but she will not make love with me.
That is what you said. That's right, Angelina. He got fresh and I shocked him.
You hit Manuel?
No, did I hit him? Lady, you should see his eye.
That is sacrilege. He is high priest.
Ha ha! Which side of the fence are you on? First, you hate me because you thought I went for him. Now you're mad because I didn't.
Angelina is a woman.
Yes, sir, I guess that explains everything.
See, it explains everything and nothing.
Yes, but look here, Manuel. How did you get over here?
Over here?
Over on this ledge. Last we heard from you, you were on the other ledge. Jack thought the bats had you.
Sacred vampires? No, they do not touch me.
Ugly critters must not be as vicious as we thought. They were in the same room with you.
I am Manuel, the high priest.
And I suppose that explains everything, huh?
See.
But Jack said he had one rope and Doc had the other. How could you get off the ledge if you didn't have a rope?
There is secret passage.
Then you really don't need a rope to get up on that ledge?
That is true.
Well, now, isn't that interesting?
Tell me, where are those other two?
Number two? You mean Jack and Doc?
See.
They're still over on the other ledge.
Over with the sacred vampire?
That's right.
But I did not see them over there.
Just the same, that's where they are, and I wish they'd get back.
Reggie?
Hmm?
Are you sure they're over there?
Of course I'm sure. I was outside when Jack swung out.
And Manuel didn't see them.
What do you intend to do with me?
Hold you right here until Jack and Doc get back.
I do not think they will come back, ever.
You'd better forget that sort of talk.
Yes, what do you mean?
They will not come back.
They just better had.
So?
Yes, because if they don't, I'll pitch you and your girlfriend off this ledge, and don't think I'm not the man who can do it.
They will not come back.
You'll start praying that they do if you know what's good for you. An eye for an eye is how we think.
Jack.
Yes?
I got a red skin.
All right.
How much further do you think we got to go?
10 or 15 feet, I imagine.
Yeah. My hands and arms ache like toothache.
Yeah, my hands are getting numb.
We must be about 80 or 90 feet up from the floor.
That's pleasant.
Well, what do you say, Jack?
I say that's a pleasant thought.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shall we try it again?
Might as well.
Doc, yeah, Jack? Gotta rest again.
You and me both. Made about 5 or 6 feet that time, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I got me a system of wrapping a rope around my leg. So I can kind of sit down and rest.
Yeah, help.
I sure hope there's some place for us to go when we get up there.
There's got to be.
Well, there better be. I don't like being 100 feet up in the air with no place to go except straight down.
Well, let's go again.
Okay. Hey, Jack. Jack.
Yeah?
We must be almost up. Our rope's getting a lot steadier.
Yeah, I was beginning to feel it.
It's hardly swaying at all. Must be only 5 or 6 feet from where the rope's fastened to the ceiling.
Should make it on our next try.
Son, them's the best words I've heard in years. Feel stronger already.
Well, let's go then.
You bet, too.
Hey, Jack, I'm touching you. I'm touching you.
Good boy.
And how about you?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Can you tell what the rope's fastened to?
Seems to be some kind of a rock beam.
Yeah, same here. Well, now we're up, what?
Get up on the beam.
Yeah, but how?
Bring our legs up and hook them around the beam, I guess.
Oh, that's great.
What's the matter with that?
Yeah, now we are hanging head down 100 feet up in the air.
Well, I'm going to try it.
Well, you watch out, fella. You ain't allowed no mistakes up here.
Don't be so optimistic.
Well, look out below. Here I go.
Keep a grip on the rope.
Hey, Jack. What's that?
It sounds like an earthquake.
Boy, did this old temple sway.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's a well place to watch an earthquake come, too.
As if we didn't have enough trouble without that. Jack, you all right?
I'm still hanging on, if that's what you mean. Well, what happened?
Part of the roof fell in.
And here we are hanging to the rest of the ceiling like a couple of flies.
The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at the same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Cosme Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, Louis Van Roten as Manuel, Sarah Fussell as Hermie, and Alice Reinhardt as Angelina. Of the century. That's the next brawling, exciting story in the lives of Jack, Doc, and Reggie on I Love a Mystery. Meet Miss Jack Dempsey Ross. Meet Jim Ross, the man who loves a fight better than his own daughter. Tell everyone, the battle of the century is coming next on I Love a Mystery. Mutual Broadcasting System.